Okay, the first point I want to make this morning is that we're talking about all scripture.
咁我哋今朝咧想讲嘅咧系圣经啊。
Now I said I'm going to refer to the previous verse for a moment.
咁咧我就会系都会提之前所讲嘅嗰段经文啦。
Because verse 15 also talks about the scriptures.
因为咧第十五节咧都系讲关于圣经噶。
But in verse 15, the word, the Greek word is grammar.
咁因为喺第十五节里边咧，嗰个希列文圣经嗰个原文咧系 grammar。
It is a word that means writings.
咁呢个字咧系指书信啊，字句啊。
As you can see, it's translated in lots of different words, a letter.Learning, writing, written.
咁咧，大家都睇到啦，呢个字咧可以译成唔同嘅意思嘅喎，譬如好似章啊、学问啊、书信、字句、字或者系疑问。
And Paul is saying to Timothy that from a child he's known the holy writings.
咁咧，保罗咧就教导提摩太由细开始咧要学习呢个圣言啊。
And the holy writings would include the Bible, but might be other writings as well.
咁呢圣言咧系包括咗圣经同埋一啲其他嘅书籍嘅。
Now I'm sorry, but I've missed a word off the PowerPoint. My fault.
哦，咁我真系唔好意思啦，因为咧我咧就漏咗其中一啲字啊，冇摆到落去个 PowerPoint 嗰度。
Because when we get to verse 16.The word scripture is not grammar; it's a different word.
Because in 16th chapter, the meaning of the Bible is not grammar, but another word.
It's the word graphē.
It becomes graphē. This word.
Graphē, and that is always translated scripture.
This word is often translated as scripture.
The Holy Scriptures
是圣洁的经文
This book
就是这本书
Of course, when Paul was writing, this book was not complete.
当然当保罗写这篇书的时候这本书圣经是未完全完成的
But this now is what we refer to as the Scriptures.
但是今天当我们讲圣经就是指现在我手上这本书了
This is an important book.
呢本咧系一本非常之重要嘅书。
It's a powerful book.
呢本咧系一本非常之有能力嘅书。
It's a life-changing book.
呢一本咧系一本可以改变生命嘅书。
It's a life-giving book.
亦都系一本能赐予生命嘅书。
Let me tell you a little bit about me when I was a young man.
咁啊，让我讲俾大家听一啲关于我年轻时候嘅故事啊。
I tried to live a godly life。
我常常咧都好努力咧去尝试过一个好圣洁嘅生活嘅。
So I went to church。
咁我就去教会啦。
I did things in the church。
我亦都喺教会里边做嘢。
I taught in a Sunday school。
我喺主日学里边咧就教导。
At the same time, I did not do things that I knew a godly person should not do.
同时咧，我亦都唔会做嗰啲咧，总之一个好属神嘅人咧，唔应该做嘅嘢咧，我都唔会做嘅。
So I didn't smoke.
我唔会吸烟。
I have never drunk alcohol in my life.
咁亦都成世人都冇饮过酒嘅。
I didn't swear.
我又冇发誓。
I didn't gamble.
哦、我冇讲粗口，又冇赌博。
She didn't say I did swear, did she?
我就系讲假假誓。
So I thought.
咁所以我谂啦。
I thought I was this great Christian.
咁我就系一个好好嘅基督徒。
And then one day, I read one verse in the Bible.
但是有一天我就看到圣经里面的一节经文
The verse is found in Ephesians
就是在以弗所书
Chapter 2 Verse 8
第二章第八节
And this verse tells me
咁呢节经文就话俾我听
，that I am saved by grace，
我系因为恩典而得救嘅
，through faith，
系透过信心。
And I realized reading one verse in the Bible that everything that I'd thought was wrong。
咁我咧就透过阅读呢个经文咧，我就知道我以前谂嘅嘢咧都系错噶。
I thought that doing all the right things and trying not to do the wrong things was what made me a Christian。
我以为咧系做嗰啲正确嘅事，同埋唔做嗰啲唔正确嘅事咧，就会令我成为一个好好嘅基督徒。
But this one verse in the Bible told me that no, salvation came as a free gift.
但是这一节经文就告诉我，不是，救恩是一个白白的恩典，是一个礼物来的。
Reading one verse in the Bible changed my life.
就是看了这一节经文就改变了我整个的生命了。
And all scripture is that powerful.
所有的经文其实都是这么有能力的。
All scripture can be life-changing.
所有的经文呢都可以改变我们的生命的。
So it is important for you and I to be able to read scripture.
所以呢我们呢要去读圣经呢是一件非常重要的事情。
But it's also important that we share scripture with other people.
那我们也都也都有一件很重要的事情呢，就是我们要跟大家呢去分享经文的。
All scripture.
所有的经文，圣经。
Okay, my second point is simply this, reading on in 2 Timothy.
咁而我嘅第二点咧就系继续睇提摩太后书啦。
Secondly, it is given by inspiration of God.
第二点咧就系圣经咧都系神所默示嘅。
Now, in English, that is 6 words.
咁喺英文咧就系6个字，中文就用咗7个字啦。
How many is it in Chinese?
In Chinese is 7 words.
7.
是的，中文就7个字。
You win.
哦，中文赢了，那就多了一个字。
In the New Testament Greek, it is one word.
但是在原文的希腊文呢，是只有1个字的。
Just one word.
只有1个字而已。
I like the way Paul writes New Testament Greek.
我咧好中意阿保罗咧用希腊文写新约圣经嘅嗰个方式噶。
Because he just made words up.
因为咧佢会自己咧做啲字出嚟嘅。
It's good that, isn't it?
咁啊，系咪好好啊
？When you don't know a word, you just make a word up.
你唔知嗰个字系乜，咁啊自己创造一个出嚟咯。
I'd be really good at that.
我咧就最叻做呢样嘢噶啦。
And he made a word up by taking one word. And added another word to it.
咁啊，保罗造字咧就系用一个字嘅一部分，或同埋加埋另一个字嘅另一个部分砌埋一齐。
So he made up the word theopneustos.
咁所以咧，佢就将两个字组成咗啦，就系神同埋吹气呢两个字咧组埋一齐。
Okay, he took two words, one for God and one for breath.
咁咧，一个字咧就系解神啦，另一个字咧就系解吹气。
Everybody's writing that down, so I'll wait a moment. That's good.
咁系咪大家都写低咗啦？吓，呢个非常之好嘅字嚟噶吓。
So all scripture is God breathed.
所以咧，所有嘅经文咧都系神嘅吹气。
It isn't that God breathed into Scripture.
咁咧系神咧就将佢嘅气吹入去个经文里边。
But God breathed Scripture.
唔单止系吹入去，而系神咧直情系会好似系喺度吹啲气出嚟，吹啲经文出嚟嘅。
So that is the best translation. All Scripture is God breathed.
咁所以咧，我哋话圣经都系神所吹气嘅咧，就系一个最好嘅翻译啦。
I'm sure this doesn't translate into Chinese because it doesn't translate into English either. What I'm going to say.
咁咧，我相信咧，呢个翻译成为中文咧，嗰个意思未必系好准确。正如咧，将佢翻译成为英文嘅时候咧，个意思都唔系好准确噶。
Yes, I'm going to say all Scripture is God.Inspired.
Inspired.
Yeah. No such word. There's no such word.
所有的经文都是神的默示，是吗？
You see, okay, let me explain. We have an English word, inspired.
我哋英文咧就有个字叫做inspire， 即系令到你有灵感咁样，启迪啊，启发咁嘅意思啦。
And if you are inspired, then something comes into you and gives you inspiration.
咁所以如果你系被启发嘅话咧，就好似有啲嘢入到去你个脑嗰度咧，你就谂到啲嘢啦，被启发啦。
We also have an English word, expired.
咁我哋亦都有一个英文字咧，系 expire， 即系过期啊。
Okay. If I expire in the next few moments, you'll be carrying me out.
所以如果咧，我系喺一阵间咧就过期咧，你就会将我抬出去噶啦。
Because expired means all the breath has gone out of me.
因为咧，原来呢个过期嘅意思咧，就即系话所有嘅气咧都出晒嚟啦，冇晒气啦。
Okay. Friday morning people are thinking people, correct?
星期五嚟嘅人都系嗰啲食脑嘅人啊。
Right. So this is not inspired and it's not expired.
所以又唔系启迪，同时亦都唔系冇晒气，唔系过期。
It's just expired.
只系默示。
Okay, so it's not that somebody wrote part of the Bible and then God came along and went and just put something into it.
所以咧，并唔系话有一个人咧喺度写呢一段呢一章嘅圣经，跟住神行过嚟咧吹啖气落去就系咁啦，并唔系咁样。
It is that God actually breathed the very words that are here.
而系咧，神自己咧系好似吹气去呼吸喺呢将呢啲字咧呼吸出嚟吹出嚟咁样。
This is the word of God.
呢个咧就系神嘅说话。
I used to be a teacher.
咁我以前咧系一位教师。
So here's your homework.
咁咧嗱，呢个系你嘅功课啦。
I expect you to do it before tomorrow morning.
咁咧，我期望你哋咧听朝早之前就要完成呢个功课噶啦。
I want you to read the Old Testament.
我想你睇旧约圣经。
And see how many times they refer to the scriptures as the word of God.
同埋咧，要去数下咧，有几多次系讲到咧？圣经咧系神嘅说话。
Let me tell you, if you do it,
嗱，我话俾你听啊，如果你咁做嘅话咧
，you won't sleep tonight.
你今晚咧就唔使瞓噶啦。
If you went to my house in England at this very moment in time,
嗱，如果咧你喺而家呢个时候咧，去到我英国嘅屋企嗰度咧。
And you rang the doorbell.
咁你就揿门钟。
Nobody would answer it because it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
咁咧就冇人会应门噶，因为系凌晨嘅四点钟啊嘛。
But if you manage to wake up the one person sleeping in my house, you find out that he's not from England at all.
咁如果咧你能够叫醒嗰喺我屋企会嚟应门钟嗰个人咧，咁你会发现咧佢唔系英国人嚟噶。
The one man living in my house at the moment is an asylum seeker from Eritrea.
咁因为咧，而家喺我屋企里边住紧嘅嗰位人咧，佢咧就系由非洲嘅一个国家叫做危纳特里亚嚟嘅一位寻求政治庇护嘅朋友嚟噶。
We practiced that bit.
我哋咧头先已经系练习过呢个国家名噶啦。
I don't know if you know where Eritrea is. It's a country in Africa.
唔知大家知唔知道呢个危纳特里亚喺边度咧？系非洲嘅一个国家嚟嘅。
And if we were in Eritrea right now, we'd be in trouble.
咁如果我哋而家喺危纳特里亚呢个地方咧，咁我哋就有麻烦噶啦。
Because to hold a Pentecostal meeting is illegal.
咁因为所有嘅呢啲嘅即系五旬节嘅聚会咧，都系被禁止噶。
If we're in Eritrea and the police came through the door, you would all be imprisoned.
咁如果喺危纳特里拉咧，有个警察而家行入嚟嘅话咧，我哋全部咧都会被收监噶啦。
And the two people on the platform would be taken away, and you would never see them again.
咁而企喺台上面嗰两个咧就会被带走啦，你以后都唔会再见到佢噶啦。
In Eritrea, everybody has to join the army.
咁喺危纳特里拉咧，每个人都要参加军，要加入军队嘅。
And in the army, they have some very strict rules.
咁喺軍隊裏邊咧，嗰啲嘅規則咧係非常之嚴格嘅，軍紀好嚴嘅。
One rule is that you cannot pray with anybody else.
咁其中一個嘅規則咧，就係你唔可以咧同其他人一齊祈禱嘅。
Another rule is that there must be no more than three people in any one conversation.
咁另一個嘅規則咧，就係話喺任何嘅對話裏邊咧，係唔可以超過三個人一齊噶。
And another rule is nobody is allowed to own a Bible.
咁第三個規則咧，就話冇人可以擁有一本聖經。
If you break these rules and you are caught, you're in serious trouble.
咁所以如果你犯咗呢啲嘅規嘅話，而又被捉到咧，咁你就會係非常之非常之麻煩啦。
You will be arrested.
你會被拘捕。
You will be beaten.
你會被人打毒打。
You will be tortured.
你會被人虐待。
And the torture could go on for days, weeks, months.
呢啲嘅虐待咧，可以係日以繼夜。一個月一個月咁樣一路延續落去嘅。
We have had a lot of Eritrean asylum seekers in our church in England.
咁喺我哋英國嘅教會咧，我哋有好多危納特里拉尼嘅尋求政治庇護嘅朋友嘅。
And I remember once talking to a young woman.
有一次咧，我記得同一位年輕嘅女仔傾偈。
Because both women and men have to join the army.
因為咧嗰度嘅所有嘅男士咧都要參加軍隊噶嘛。
And she was telling me about hiding her Bible behind a tree in the army camp.
咁咧，佢就話俾我聽咧，佢自己要將個聖經咧，就係收埋喺嗰個樹嘅後邊啊。
And going there with two friends to read the Bible together.
咁咧就同兩個朋友咧就走去嗰度咧，就好似即係匿埋喺度睇聖經咁樣。
And she got caught, and she began to tell me just some. Of the terrible things that were done to her.
咁咧，佢就被人哋捉到啊！咁佢咧就话俾我听咧，之后咧喺佢身上边发生好多嘅即系虐待啊，嗰啲迫害嘅事情。
And I said to her, "Why did you take the risk? You knew what would happen if you were caught with a Bible."
咁我就问佢啦，咁点解你要去冒呢个险啊？你明明知道咧，如果人哋捉到你睇圣经嘅话咧，你嘅后果会系点嘅？
And she just looked at me and she said this.
咁佢就望住我，就同我讲啦。
It's the word of God.
因为呢个系神嘅说话。
It's the word of God.
呢个系神嘅说话。
And you know, I'm really challenged.
喺嗰刻咧，我真系深深被挑战。
When I listen to some of these people who have risked everything just to read the word of God.
当我听到有啲人咧，佢会愿意冒一切嘅险咧，只系单单为咗要去睇神嘅说话。
Do I appreciate it as much as they do?
我有冇好似佢哋一样咁珍惜呢一啲嘅神嘅说话咧？
Do you appreciate it as much as they do?
咁你亦都有冇好似佢哋一样咁珍惜神嘅说话咧？
So all Scripture is God breathed.
咁所以咧，所有神嘅说话，所有圣经咧，都系神所吹气嘅。
This means that God is the originator of all Scripture.
咁呢个意思咧，就即系话神咧就系圣经嘅始创者。
And since this book comes from a God who is totally reliable, this book is totally reliable.
因为咧嗱呢本书咧系嚟自一位完全可以信靠嘅神嘅，咁所以呢本书咧亦都系完全可以信靠嘅。
Okay, so first we said all Scripture.
咁所以咧嗱第一点咧，我哋就讲咗系圣经。
Secondly, is given.By God's inspiration.
第二咧就系佢系神所默示嘅。
And thirdly, it is profitable for doctrine.
第三点咧就系佢于教训都是有益的。
It is profitable. It is useful. It is helpful. It is beneficial.
佢系有益嘅，有用，对我哋有帮助同埋有益处嘅。
All Scripture is helpful.
所有嘅经文咧，都系对我哋有帮助嘅。
Not all scripture is equally helpful。
唔系话所有嘅经文咧都系一样咁有帮助。
But all scripture is helpful。
而系所有经文都系有帮助。
If you're feeling a bit down and you want to turn to the scriptures to encourage yourself, you probably don't read the book of Leviticus.
如果你是觉得有一些低落的时候，那你会打开圣经来看，或者你不会看利未记的。
You might find a psalm a bit more helpful at that moment in time.
或者在那个时刻，你会觉得诗篇就对你比较有帮助。
But all scripture is profitable.
但是所有的圣经对我们都是有益处的。
Is profitable for doctrine.
咁咧，佢系于教训咧都系有益嘅。
Doctrine we use as a technical term for the teaching of the church, really.
咁其实咧就教训呢一个意思咧系指即系方便教导嘅人。咁佢嘅意思咧系指一个教导咁解。
When I first became a Christian.
当我初初成为一个基督徒的时候呢
，Perhaps I've been a Christian a year or two. I decided I'd read the whole of the Bible that year.
咁咧就嗰阵时信咗主大概一两年啦，咁我就决定咧我要一年里边咧读晒全本圣经。
And I had some notes just to help me read this bit and that bit and to try and understand it.
咁我咧就有啲笔记咧就帮助我自己咧就去即系容易啲去明白圣经。
But I decided.I wanted to understand the Bible more than these little notes were telling me.
咁咧，但系我就决定一样嘢啦，就系我好想咧去明白圣经咧多过呢一啲笔记所教我嘅嘢。
And so, whenever I started to read a new book in the Bible that year, I bought a commentary on that book.
咁所以咧，我每次当我开始睇即系新嘅一章书嘅时候咧，我都会买一个导读啊，嚟到帮助自己去明白嗰章书嘅。
And I wasn't satisfied with saying, I've done my bit for the day. I've read three chapters here or four chapters there.
咁咧，我唔会话因为嗰日咧，我读咗三章或者四章，跟住咧我就会觉得好满足噶。
But I had studied those chapters. I'd looked at what every word meant. I had understood them.
而系咧，我净喺嗰张书里边咧，我会尝试去明白咧每一句每一字嘅意思系啲乜嘢，同埋我系去思考嘅。
Now these days you don't have to buy lots of books.
嗱，今时今日咧，我哋就唔需要话埋去买好多书啊。
You just get on your iPad.
咁你就拎住个 iPad。
And you can look up what all these words mean.
咁咧就可以查到好多字嘅意思啦，已经。
But I want to encourage you not only to read God's word, but to study God's word because it's profitable.
但系咧，我好想鼓励你，唔系净系去睇神嘅说话，而系去研读、去研究，因为呢个咧对我哋都系有益嘅。
You see, you've got on the screen doctrine structures our thinking.And so determines what and how we believe in turn is reflected in how we behave.
因为嗰啲教训咧系建构咗我哋嘅思想，咁佢就会系决定咗我哋咧系相信啲乜嘢，同埋点样去相信。然后呢啲嘅信念咧就会喺我哋嘅行为嗰度咧反映翻出嚟嘅。
And so you have to educate your mind.
咁所以咧，我哋自己要教导我哋自己嗰个嘅脑筋。
You got to teach yourself to think biblically.
你要教自己咧点样系符合圣经咁样样去谂嘢。
And when you think biblically, you will believe biblically.
如果当你思考嘅时候系循住圣经嘅方式去思考咧，你亦都会咧系循住圣经嘅方式咁去相信。
And when you believe biblically, you will behave biblically.
咁当你咧循住圣经嘅方式去相信嘅话咧，你亦都会循住圣经嘅方式去行为嘅，你嘅行为都会系咁嘅。
We're talking about walking in righteousness.
咁我哋而家咧就讲紧秉行公义啊嘛。
We're talking about walking in a way that is right with God.
咁我哋系讲紧咧要用神认为正确嘅方式去行事。
You can't walk in a way that is right with God unless you know what God's way is.
咁除非你知道神嗰个行事方式系点样啦，如果唔系咧，你冇办法咧系可以系行到神要你行嗰个方式嘅。
And it's important that you have this process in your mind.
咁咧，所以喺你脑里边咧有一个好重要嘅一个过程啊。
Because you can't keep stopping Whenever you face a decision and say, now, what is God's way?
咁因為咧，你唔可以話每一次去到一個做決定嘅時候咧，你就停喺度咩都唔做嘅，而係咧你去諗下，到底喺呢個時候咧，神嘅方式係點樣
？You need to be thinking, believing, and behaving.
你要去思考、相信，然後有一個行為做咗出嚟。
Okay，
得唔得啊
？Deadly silence.
大家好靜喎。
Okay, Scripture is useful for teaching God's truth.
好，聖經係有助於教導神嘅真理嘅。
This book is the supreme and final source and standard of truth.
呢本書咧係至高嘅真理，同埋係真理嘅終極源頭同埋標準。
I presume Hong Kong is like England in this respect. I presume that Hong Kong is like England in the way I'm just going to describe.
我諗香港咧喺某啲方面咧同英國咧都會係好相似嘅。
In England, we now live in what is called a post-modern world.
咁喺英國咧，我哋而家就住喺一個後現代嘅世界裏邊。
And in a post-modern world, nothing is truth.
在一个后现代的世界里面，没一样东西是真的。
Everybody's opinion is equally important.
每一个人的意见都是同等重要的。
And if you think this is truth, then it's truth for you.
所以如果你觉得这个对你来说是真理，那对你来说就是真理咯。
And if somebody else thinks the opposite is truth, that's truth for them.
咁有啲人覺得正正相反嘅意見先係真理，咁對佢嚟講，嗰個咪又係真理咯。
What a load of rubbish!
咁呢啲啊，真係其實真係垃圾嚟嘅。
There is truth.
世界上係有真理㗎。
This book is truth.
呢本書就係真理啦。
Jesus said, "I am." The truth.
耶稣话我就系真理。
And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks and anybody else says. This is truth.
所以无论人哋讲啲咩嘢都好，呢个讲啲咩又好，嗰个讲啲咩都好咧，呢本书都系真理。
It has been truth for 2,000 years.
佢系真理咧，已经系有二千年咁耐噶啦。
It will be truth until Christ comes again.
佢直到耶稣翻嚟咧，佢都系真理。
In fact, even when heaven and earth have passed away, this remains truth.
就算天地都要废去，呢本书依然系真理。
So we need to know truth.
所以我哋要认识真理。
So this word, God's word, gives us wisdom concerning the great questions of life and of human existence.
神嘅呢本书，呢本嘅说话咧，对于我哋人类生存好多大嘅难题咧，都俾咗我哋。有智慧。
It will answer lots of questions. Is there a God? What is he like? How can we know him?
譬如好似系话，世界上有冇神啦？佢系点样噶啦？我哋点样可以认识佢啦
？Why is there death? Why is there suffering?
点解会有苦难啦？点解会有死亡啦
？But then there are also principles concerning practical matters of daily living.
佢亦都咧係裏邊咧，亦都係有好多咧我哋每日所面對嘅實際嘅問題咧，聖經都係提供一原則俾我哋嘅。
How do I relate to my husband or my wife？
我應該點樣同我嘅丈夫、妻子建立關係咧
？How do I relate to others？
我應該同別人點樣建立正確嘅關係咧
？How do I raise my children？
我應該點樣撫育我嘅孩子咧？
How do I manage my money?
我应该怎样管理我的金钱呢?
How do I conduct my business?
我应该怎样经营我的生意?
How do I make wise decisions?
我怎样可以做到明智的决定呢?
The Bible speaks practically on these.
圣经呢,对于这些都提出了非常实际的讲述的。
And lots of other issues and matters.
而且也都是还有包括了很多很多其他的我哋生活上嘅问题都有噶。
So listen, you don't use the Bible like this.
咁嗱，你听住啦，我哋唔系话咁样用圣经噶吓。
You don't say, "I have a decision to make."
我唔係話我而家要做一個決定。
I'm not sure what to do.
我又唔知道應該點樣做。
So I'll see what God's word says.
咁我睇下神嘅説話講咩先。跟住就掀開，然後好呢度講咩啊？呢度講咩啊
？It actually says there is no one to plead your cause.
呢度係講咩啊？嗰句説話 ，Philip。我冇人可以帮你伸冤喎，呢度写住。
I once met somebody who believed God was calling him to go on the mission field.
咁咧，我就遇见一位一位朋友啦，佢咧就相信神咧就呼召佢宣教。
He asked God to give him a word.
佢求神咧俾一个说话佢。
And he went like that.
咁于是佢就用呢种方法掀开圣经点。
And he read.Be content and stay at home.
咁咧就原来咧就系话你要安安分分咁样咧就喺屋企嗰度，就呢个神嘅说话啦。
Do you know what he did?
呢个系咩嚟噶
？He went on the mission field.
佢做咩啊？佢跟住咧就系走咗去宣教。
Because he realized he was not using the Bible in the right way.
因为咧佢发现咧原来佢用圣经咧就唔系用得一个正确嘅方法啦。
So you don't use it like that.
所以我哋唔系咁样用圣经噶。
You read it regularly.
我哋系恒久嘅、恒常嘅咁样去读圣经嘅。
It's your food, and so you take it in as much as you take in your natural food.
佢系我哋嘅食物，咁所以咧，正如好似我哋每日都食嘢一样咧，我哋都系持久咁样咧去食呢一个圣经嘅灵粮嘅。
And as you read it and take it in, principles will stick into your mind and in your heart.
咁当你阅读圣经嘅时候咧，里边嗰啲嘅原则咧就会渐渐咁样咧，就系喺你嘅思想喺你嘅脑里边啦。
And so we take these principles and apply them to our own life.
咁所以咧，我哋就会应用呢啲嘅原则咧喺我哋嘅日常嘅生活里边。
So remember, this book is profitable.
咁所以我哋要记住咧，呢本书系对我哋有益噶。
For every area of your life.
在我们生活里面任何一个的范畴
If you come afterwards and say I have this area of my life and I don't know what to do and I can't find a verse in the Bible or a passage in the Bible or a principle in the Bible that applies to it
如果 你说你的人生里面有一些部分你发现我在圣经里面找不到任何的经文找不到任何的篇章任何的原则是讲关于我现在这个情况的
My wife will find one for you.
咁我太太咧就一定会帮你揾到佢出嚟。
Okay.
Okay.
We need to move on.
咁我哋需要咧系继续啦。
To point four.
咁系第四点
，which says it is profitable for reproof.
我哋咧就话于督责都是有益的。
The word reproof means bringing to light.
督责的意思呢是曝光。
It's examining carefully.
是指仔细审查或者检查。
It's exposing something.
揭露。
Let me tell you a secret.
咁我呢就讲一个秘密俾大家知。
We came into Hong Kong.Having been visiting friends in Singapore,
咁我哋咧就嚟香港之前系啦，就去新加坡嗰度咧就系探朋友。
We got to Singapore Airport and we booked in our cases and went to the gate to get on the plane.
咁我哋就去到新加坡嘅机场啦，咁我哋就拎住啲行李箧咁啊，即系准备上飞机。
My wife has hurt her back, so I was carrying her luggage, hand luggage as well as mine.
咁因为我太太咧个背部就受咗伤，咁所以咧我就要拎埋佢嘅行李箧同埋佢嘅手提行李。
We got to the place where you put your hand luggage through one of these X-ray machines.
咁咧我哋就去到嗰个地方咧，就要将啲行李箧咧就摆落去嗰个 X 光嗰个检查机嗰度。
They went through the X-ray machine, and a man came up to me and said.Is this yours?
咁咧，嗰个负责嘅人员咧就行过嚟，就问我呢个系咪你噶
Being, of course, a gentleman, I said, "No, it's hers. It's hers."
咁啊，即係當然，因為我係一位紳士嚟噶嘛，咁我咪就話啊，佢噶係佢噶。
And he said to Kath, "You have some nail clippers in there."
咁咧，佢就同我太太講咧，你嘅行李裏邊好似有一啲嘅釘啊，指甲鉗。
She said, "No, my wash bag's in the other case."
佢話唔係喎，喺第二個箱喺第二個行李裏邊先係。
He said, "Open your bag."
哦，咁佢就話唔該，請你打開你嘅行李。
He said, "It's in this little pouch here."
係喺呢度裏邊啊。
She opened the pouch, and there were her nail clippers.
咁啊，打開，咦，原來真係喺裏邊喎。
Nail clippers are all right, but this was a nail clipper with a file attached.
哦，原來係一個指甲鉗，係有個打火機啊，
yeah.
有個指甲鋤連埋一齊嘅。
He held it up and said to Kath, "This is not allowed."
咁佢咧就拎起呢一樣嘢咧，就同我太太講：呢樣嘢係唔準上飛機嘅。
So he took our nail clippers away from us.
咁於是咧，佢就拎走咗呢一個嘅指甲鋤、指甲鉗。
So now we have long nails.
咁所以我哋大家而家嗰啲手指甲都好長。
That is a bit like this word reproof.
咁咧就好似有啲個情況有啲似呢個字啦，就係督責。
How did he know we had nail clippers?
佢點知我哋有指甲鉗嘅咧
？We thought we didn't have nail clippers.
我哋以為我哋冇啊嘛。
But they were exposed.
但系佢哋将呢样嘢咧系暴露出嚟，揭露出嚟。
Kath even had to sign something to say, "Yes, I am being caught taking nail clippers through Singapore Airport."
咁我太太咧就要需要签一啲文件咧，去承认自己咧，系我的而且确咧系带咗一对指甲钳咧嚟到呢个新加坡呢个地方。
I know.Yeah, and I lost two iPads and an iPhone.
Oh, no. 牧師話佢唔見咗一個 iPad， 兩個 iPhone。
No.
嗰種指甲鉗係最好嘅指甲鉗嚟嘅。
Nobody believes me. Oh. Okay, so reproof.Is an expression of disapproval.
咁咧就督责咧，其实就系一种表达一个强烈嘅不满嘅意思。
I got to tell you, the man at Singapore Airport was quite nice, really.
咁咧，其实咧我想话俾你听咧，喺新加坡机场嗰位工作人员咧，其实佢都几友善嘅。
His disapproval was not really strong.
咁佢嗰個嘅即係不滿咧，佢就都唔係話表達得十分之強烈嘅啫。
Of course, if it had been a gun or some drugs, his disapproval would have been quite different.
咁當然啦，原來如果被發現出嚟嘅係一啲毒品啊，或者係槍械啊，佢嗰個嘅不滿就會表達得非常強烈嘅啦。
But reproof, as I've said, means to expose.
咁而督责咧，就正如我所讲咧，系指将佢揭露。
It also means to convince。
同埋咧，系去说服我哋啊。
Kath had to be convinced that she had nail clippers in her.
我太太咧需要被人说服咧，佢的而且确系带咗个指甲钳嘅。
She was quite sure the nail clippers were somewhere else.
佢咧好肯，佢都其实佢好肯定个指甲钳应该系喺第二个地方噶。
But when we think of this book and our life,
但系当我哋咧谂起呢一本书同埋我哋自己嘅生命
，then the word reproof means this.
咁呢本书咧就向我哋嘅生命咧系督责啊
，is to expose sin in our life.
佢系将我哋生命里边嘅罪咧揭露出嚟
，and convince us that we are in the wrong.
咁说服我哋咧，我哋的而且确系做错嘅。
You see, I can tell you that you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that.
嗱，我可以话俾你听咧，你唔应该咁样做，你唔应该咁样做。
And sometimes, as a pastor, I see that as my responsibility. But it's much more important that God tells you that this is wrong. That God convinces you of what is right and what is wrong. I wonder if you're not comfortable with that.
我想呢，或者当有咁嘅情况发生嘅时候呢，你会感到唔系好舒服噶。
I hope there's nobody here that's going to stop reading this book.
我希望呢，你唔会因为咁样而停止去睇呢本书。
Thinking, dear me, if I read it, it might tell me that I'm doing something wrong.
我次次睇真佢呢，佢就喺度话我呢，喺度做紧一啲唔啱嘅嘢啦。
But you ought to be comfortable with that.
但系呢，你应该要觉得好舒服。
Because sin will ruin your life.
因为你需要知道咧，罪咧系一定会破坏你嘅生命。
Sin will ruin your life.
罪系必会败坏你嘅生命嘅。
And so Scripture exposes sin so that it can be taken away.
直至呢啲圣经咧经文咧系将你嘅罪暴露出嚟咧，就能够将佢拎走啦。
And we need to be convinced by Scripture.
我哋需要被圣经去说服。
Because we tend to blame other things, though it's not really sin, it's just my nature.
因为咧，我哋咧会倾向咧为我哋自己嘅罪咧就揾藉口嘅。
It's not my fault. It's the world in which I live.
我唔系哦，唔关我事啊，系呢个社会嘅错。
But remember that this book is profitable to show us the sin in our life so that God can deal with them. And
但我哋必须要记住咧，呢本书咧系对啊暴露我哋嘅罪咧系有用嘅，以致咧神系可以处理我哋嘅罪。
Because only then can we walk in righteousness.
因为唯有系咁样咧，我哋先至可以秉行公义。
Okay, let me move on and say fifthly.
咁我哋继续啦，第五点。
It is profitable for correction.
这个是于使人归正都是有益的。
Okay, Friday morning people are thinking people.
星期五早上来的人是一些懂得思考的人来的。
So let's just have up on the screen our next Greek word.
那我们就看看那个荧光幕上面一些希腊文。
Remember I told you that Paul just made up words.
咁我头先都话俾大家听啦，保罗咧就识得造字嘅。
Probably Pastor Paul just makes up words, but
咁可能咧，三牧师都会系识得造字嘅。
The Apostle Paul made up words.
因为啲使徒保罗咧都会识得造字噶嘛。
So you can see there, without me trying to translate and get the translator to say it, that it is two words again, which means upon, make straight again.
咁呢个咧，就系由两个字组成啦，就即系指在乜嘢之上，同埋恢复正直两个字组成嘅。
It's to restore something to its original condition, its proper condition.
咁咧就系将一样嘢咧，系将佢回复翻佢嘅原有嘅同埋应有嘅状况。
If somebody stumbled and fell down and you lifted them up again, you would have.Restore them, corrected them.
咁如果有人咧就跌咗个风个电话喺地下，你执翻起佢咧，就将佢咧系叫做系回复翻去正确嘅原有嘅嗰个状态啦。
But it also is used to repair a broken arm or a broken leg, making it straight again.
咁佢亦都可以系指咧将受伤嘅膀臂或者系腿啦系修复，使佢咧系回复翻挺直嘅。
I told you last night that I broke my leg in a most noble cause.
咁咧，昨晚我话俾大家听咧，我就曾经系为咗一个非常之尊贵嘅理由咧，就系整断咗自己只脚啦。
There is more no more noble cause than playing football for your church football team.
咁啊，以后都唔好因为呢啲咁尊贵嘅原因咧，为你间教会去踢足球啦。
I broke my leg very, very badly.
咁嗰次咧，我係整斷腳咧，而且係非常之嚴重嘅嗰個情況。
I knew it was bad when they took an X-ray and put it up on one of these light things so everybody can see it.
咁咧，我做檢查嘅時候咧，咁佢哋同我照咗 X 光啦，就將嗰張 X 光片咧擺喺個燈箱上面咧，咁我望到嗰度啦，望到個情況啦。
And the doctor went.
咁我醫生咧就咁樣啦。
And people came from all over to look.
咁啲人個個走過嚟睇喎。
And I'm thinking, that's my leg.
咁我就諗，呢個係我只腳啊。
And it was 8 months before I was able to walk again.
咁咧，我係需要咧八個月先至能夠再行嘅。
But during that time, they did all sorts of things to correct my leg.
咁喺呢一段時間裏邊咧，嗰啲醫護人員咧做曬所有嘢咧，以致我只腳咧係能夠回復翻挺直嘅。
And to get it just back to the right position.
就係將佢咧擺翻喺正確嘅位置。
So it does have a scar on the outside.
咁所以喺出邊咧就有好多嘅疤痕。
But it is straight. It is correct.
咁但係咧，佢係已經挺直啦，同埋係被修復啦。
And so that's the word that we have here now.
咁所以咧，我哋而家咧就有呢一本嘅聖經。
A word that is profitable for correction.
呢一本書咧係使人歸正，都係有益嘅。
Getting us in the right place.
是将事情放在正确的位置
Right with God
跟神有正确的关系
Right with others
跟其他人有正确的关系
And right with ourselves
跟我们自己都有正确的关系
Sometimes the person we like least is ourselves Sometimes the person we like least of all Is ourselves.
哦，有阵时咧，我哋其实最唔爱嗰个人系边个咧？就系我哋自己。
So this word restores us to the right way, to God's way.
咁咧，所以呢啲嘅说话咧，就将我哋去回复翻正确嘅位置。
We can only walk in righteousness when we are restored to God's way.
唯有咧，当我哋系照住神嘅方式恢复过嚟咧，我哋先至可以系秉行公义嘅。
Of course, reproof and correction come together.
咁当然啦，督责同埋系归使人归正咧，系一齐嘅。
When we become aware of sin in our lives, this book tells us how to confess it and receive God's forgiveness.
当我哋咧知道咗自己嘅罪之后咧，呢本书教我哋咧点样去认罪、去悔改、去接受神嘅宽恕。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
咁如果我哋系会认自己嘅罪嘅话咧，神系公义嘅，佢咧系会洁净我哋一切罪，宽恕我哋一切嘅罪嘅。
It tells us how to be reconciled with those we have wronged.
咁咧，亦都系教导我哋咧，点样同嗰啲我哋得罪嘅人咧系和好嘅。
It tells us how to overcome harmful habits.
亦都系教导我哋咧，点样去克服啲有害嘅嗜好，啲不良嘅嗜好。
It tells us how to break off harmful, wrong relationships.
点样去断绝啲有害嘅错误嘅关系。
It tells us how to mend broken relationships.
同埋点样去修补破裂咗嘅关系。
It is profitable for correction.
咁系对于使人归正都是有益的。
I better move on。
咁我就要继续啦。
To point six。
第六点。
It is profitable for instruction in righteousness。
佢系于人教导人学义都是有益的。
The word instruction。Means training.
嗱，教导呢个字咧系指培训。
Again, the Greek word is literally child training.
咁呢个字嘅希腊原文嘅意思咧系指儿童嘅培训。
So whatever parents and teachers do to train, correct, cultivate, educate children.
咁咧就係指咧父母咧就所做嘅事情咧，都係用嚟訓練、糾正、培育同埋教育嘅孩童嘅。
Everything that an adult does to help a child develop and mature as they should。
咁咧就亦都係呢啲做啲嘢都係為咗幫助啲孩童啦，等佢哋按住佢哋理應嘅情況嚟到發展同埋成長嘅。
That's what this book does。
咁呢個咧就係呢本書要做嘅嘢啦。
It's a book that takes us from the very basics, the very simple things of a child of God.
咁咧就係呢本書咧，就係將我哋咧由即係最基本嘅，好似神嘅一個兒喺神裏邊一個兒童嘅狀況。
And takes us on to maturity.
而將我哋咧係逐漸咧係撫育到一個成熟嘅地步。
Training, instruction in righteousness.
培訓
Just for instruction in righteousness.
教導人學義。
Righteousness in Scripture, that which itself in keeping with what God is in His holy character.
咁呢個聖經咧，都係幫助我哋咧，係將我哋性情咧，係做到咧，係合乎神聖潔嘅嗰個嘅標準。
If we're walking in righteousness, we're walking in that holiness which is the character of God.
当我哋秉行公义嘅时候咧，我哋就系喺神嘅圣洁嘅性情里边咧行走。
Righteousness is also my character before a righteous God.
义咧系指一个人喺神面前有正当嘅性格，同埋喺众人面前都有正当嘅举动。
And of righteous right actions before men.
系啦，就系喺众人面前都有正确嘅举动。
So this is the training manual.
咁所以呢一个咧就系嗰本培训嘅手册。
From the little child to the very mature adult.
由好细个嘅细蚊仔去到成熟嘅地步。
Whether you've been a Christian a week or 60 years, there's something in here to keep training you.
所以无论咧你系一个啱啱做咗基督徒一个星期定系60年都好啦，里边咧都系有一啲嘅事情咧系帮助我哋叫学去学习嘅。
It's a long time since I had a baby in my arms as a son or daughter.
咁谂翻起系好多年前咧，咁我就有个 BB 抱住喺我手里边啦，一个仔啦，或者一个女啦。
My children are now in their 30s.
咁我嘅儿女咧，而家都已经系30几岁噶啦。
But in a few weeks' time, our daughter is going to have her first child.
咁係喺幾個星期之後咧，我嘅女咧就會有佢自己嘅 B B 咯。
So Kath and I are going to become grandparents.
咁所以咧，我同我太太咧就會變成祖父母。
And I think we'll have to learn lots of things all over again.
咁我就覺得我哋要好多嘢都要重新學習。
But you do learn very quickly as parents.
咁當你做父母嘅時候咧，你係會學得好快嘅。
And somehow your whole life concentrates on teaching your children to mature and develop and grow.
咁你嘅生命咧就变咗好似好集中于咧要去培训、去训练、去教导你嘅小朋友，让佢哋成为成熟，让佢哋长大。
And this word is prepared because God loves you.
呢本书系被写成咧系因为神爱你。
And God wants you to develop and mature and grow.
神想你成熟长大。
Okay, so the training manual.
咁呢个咧就系我哋嘅培训手册。
I got to move on again.
咁我哋又要继续啦。
To point 7.
第七点。
That the man of God may be perfect.
要属神的人得以完全。
Okay.So the man of God can be the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God. It is any Christian.
咁呢个其实系指即系无论男人、女人啦，任何基督徒啦。
So it's you.
就系你啦，你都包括喺里边啦。
Maybe perfect.
可能系完美。
That doesn't mean that you can be sinless.
咁呢个唔系代表咧系冇罪。
The only way to get you sinless is to get you to heaven.
咁唯一一个令到你冇罪嘅咧，就系即系让你去咗天堂咯。
So if anybody wants to be sinless today, see us outside afterwards.
咁所以如果有边个咧想变成无罪嘅话咧，一阵间嚟会后嚟见我哋啦。
It doesn't mean sinless.
呢个唔系指无罪嘅意思。
The word means complete.
呢个系指完全或者完整。
It means fully grown.
亦都系指咧健全嘅身体。
It means mature.
成熟。
It means sound in body and sound in mind.
是指身体和心灵都是健全的。
Listen, God made you for a purpose.
听着了，神呢，造你呢，是有一个目的的。
God has a purpose and a plan for your life.
神在你的生命里面呢，是有一个目的，是有一个计划。
And so, God wants to make you into something fitted for his intended purpose.
咁所以神咧系想做你咧成为一个嘅模样，以致咧你系能够咧完成到佢喺你生命里边嗰个嘅目的噶。
I sometimes like to go around a congregation and say, "Do you know what God's purpose is for your life?"
咁有阵时咧，我就好中意走到会众嗰度咧去问佢哋，你知唔知神喺你生命上嘅目的系乜嘢啊？
And if a person says no, I say, "How old are you?"
咁如果嗰个人话唔知啊，咁我就会问佢啊，你几多岁啊
？How much of your life have you lived？
咁你活咗几多年啊
？Is it about time you found out why you're living？
咁而家系咪个时候咧？就你需要揾出点解你系仲系生存紧啊
？Because God has a purpose and a plan for every one of our lives。
因为咧，神对我哋每一个人咧嘅生命咧，都系有个目的同埋有个计划嘅。
And this is the book that prepares us for God's purpose.
咁呢一本书咧，就系准备我哋咧要去完成神嘅目的嘅。
So since God made you for His purpose,
神造你咧系为咗一个佢嘅目的嘅。
Only His Word is able to prepare you for that purpose.
咁亦都系因为呢个缘故咧，只有佢嘅话语咧，先至可以将你模造成为完成佢嘅目的嘅模样。
This world's wisdom and education might prepare you for some things.
呢一个世界嘅智慧啊，或者教育咧，可能咧会将你准备成为某一样嘢啦。
But they do not prepare you for His purpose.
但系唔系将你准备成为神要你做嘅嗰个模样嘅。
Only the training manual does that.
只有呢一本培训手册先至可以咁样做。
Okay.
Okay.
Very loud this morning. Aren't we?
今朝大家都好精神。
Okay.
Okay.
I don't usually do this, but this is my last and eighth point again.
咁咧，我通常都唔会咁样做嘅。不过而家咧就系我嘅最尾嗰一点，同埋即系第八点。
Because the man of God may be perfect.
嗱，因为咧，神属神嘅人咧得以完全啦。
Eighthly, thoroughly equipped.For every good work,
预备行各样嘅善事啦。
The word equipped means to be furnished, supplied.
预备嘅意思咧系指装设好或者系得到供应。
In Greek, the word is exartizo.
咁喺希腊原文嗰个字咧就系 exartizo。
And in secular Greek, that's not the Greek of the New Testament, but in secular Greek, it was used to describe a machine that was sold in good condition.
咁呢个字咧系用嚟形容嗰啲卖出嘅机器咧系有住良好嘅状况嘅。
In other words, it was capable of doing what you expected it to do.
咁即系换句话讲咧，佢就系能够执行佢预期嘅工作啦。
You might buy it, and it would have this sign on it, "Exartizo."
咁咧，可能你心里边就要谂住呢一个字啦。
It was a kind of guarantee. It will do what the label says it will do.
咁咧，呢个字咧就系代表佢话佢能够做嘅嘢咧，系能够做得到咁解。
It is thoroughly prepared for what it's expected to do.
佢系预备咧，预备好去做咧，佢系需要去做嘅嘢嘅。
Now I wonder if you can look at your own life and say.
咁可能你睇下你自己嘅生命咧，就觉得点咧
I'm thoroughly prepared for what God wants me to do.
我係咪預備好咧去做各樣神要我做嘅事情咧？
If this book is something that you read and learn and take into yourself,
如果呢本書咧係一本你會去睇、會去學習同埋將嗰啲説話放喺心裏邊嘅話咧，
then you will have adequate resources to perform the work you are created.
咁你就會有足夠嘅資源咧去執行你被造嘅時候所要履行嘅工作啦。
I don't know what your home is like.
我唔知道你屋企係點樣嘅。
But again, if I could take you to my home in England,
咁咧就如果我能够将你带去我英国嘅屋企啊
，and you looked around carefully,
咁你就好小心咁样周围去睇下
，you'd find there's lots of little jobs that need to be done.
咁你咧就会见到咧，其实系有好多细小嘅工作咧系需要去做噶。
This handle has been loose on this door for about 30 years.
譬如呢一个嘅门柄咧，就已经系有少少松松地咧，就成30年噶啦。
And one day I'll put it right.
终于有一日咧，我会将佢收翻好嘅。
But you see, when it comes to doing jobs in our house, I never have the right tools.
咁但系咧，当我每次要去维修我屋企嘅时候咧，我都揾唔到正确嘅工具噶喎。
I don't think I've ever tried to bang in a nail with a screwdriver.
咁我即系我谂我咧永远都唔会咧即系揾到嗰啲螺丝批啊钉啊嗰啲可以配合到一齐嘅。
But it's true, I never seem to have the right tools.
咁啊真系，我从来咧都好似冇一个合用嘅工具咁样。
My excuse is somebody in the church has borrowed them and not brought them back.
咁我嘅藉口咧就话有啲人就喺我教会度即系借咗去咯，冇攞翻翻嚟咯。
So I can't fix the loose handle on the door because somebody's borrowed all my screwdrivers.
咁所以我就唔能够修好我嘅门柄咯，因为有人咧系借咗个螺丝批冇还咯。
Or have you ever done what is in the second picture there on the screen?
咁你有冇试过咧做咧喺呢一幅相里边所做紧嘅嘢咧
？You buy something at IKEA.
咁你喺而家家私嗰度咧，就买咗啲嘢翻嚟。
It is flat packed。
咁系一个 flat pack， 即系包系啦，成个包装咗嘅，系啦。
You take it home and you open it up and you put all the parts on the floor。
咁你就翻屋企就拆开呢一包嘢啦，就将佢一份份咁样放晒喺个地板上边。
And you look at the piece of paper。And you look at all your pieces on the floor.
咁你就睇住嗰张纸，跟住咧又睇下嗰啲放喺地板上面嘅一件件配件啦。
And there always seems to be one piece missing.
成日咧都会发现梗系唔见咗一块嘅。
Does that happen with IKEA in Hong Kong?
喺香港嘅而家家私系咪咁噶？香港而家家私咧成日都系有啲嘢剩翻出嚟噶，会多咗啲嘢噶。系咪啊 ，Carol？
When I do it, there always seems to be one piece missing.
但系当我做嘅时候咧，成日都硬系唔见咗一嚿嘅。
Listen, seriously, I want you to think for one last moment.
嗱，即系而家咧就听住啦，好认真，我想你去思考一下。
Make this your training manual for life.
将呢本书咧成为你生命嘅培训手册。
For training in righteousness.
在公义里面是培训
so that you might walk in righteousness,
以致你可以秉行公义
And if you take this as your training manual, you'll never face a situation where you have the wrong tool.
如果你将这本书呢是作为你的生命的培训手册呢你是永远不会呢拿错了工具的
You'll never face a situation where you think there's a part missing.
你永远咧系唔会去到一个情况，你系觉得咦？点解唔见咗一部分嘅
？You'll be thoroughly equipped。
你系会被预备完完全全咁样被装备嘅。
You will have all that you need。
你会有你所需要嘅一切都喺里边。
Thoroughly equipped for every good work。
完全嘅被装备行各样嘅善事。
God never calls you to do anything for Him without equipping you。
神咧系唔会呼召你去做一啲嘢而唔去装备你嘅。
And this is the manual for equipment.
咁呢个咧就系装备嘅培训手册啦。
Training in righteousness.
喺公义里边咧系培训。
Being thoroughly equipped for every good work.
预备行各样嘅善事。
Value it.
我哋要好珍重呢本书。
Use it.
使用佢。
And let it equip you to serve God.
让佢装备你去侍奉神。
I'm going to pray and hand back to your pastor.
咁我而家咧就会将个麦交翻俾三牧师。
Well, we might do after I've prayed. Okay, we'll. Okay, we're going to pray, and then you're going to think.
咁我哋而家就会祈祷，大家就需要思考一下。
Let's pray.
我哋大家一齐祷告。
Father, I thank you for this incredible book that you have given us.
父神，我哋好多谢你咧，赐咗呢一本咧真系咁奇妙嘅书俾我哋。
I thank you that it's God's word.
多谢你，因为呢个系神你嘅说话。
I thank you that it's a training manual for righteousness.
我多谢你，因为呢个咧系我哋喺公义上面培训嘅一本手册。
I thank you that we can apply it to our lives and then walk in righteousness.
多谢你，因为呢本书可以将我哋装备去行。预备去行各样嘅善事。
I pray that we might